in the time of ancient Israel. You see, at this point, there is no concept that Isaiah was addressing a question for the future that is looking down significantly into the future, but fundamentally in the past. Now we proceed. That's on page 28. Now we proceed on to page 29, near the bottom of the page. Returning to their homelands, the Gentile ambassadors would counsel their fellow countrymen. Prophecy says, let us go speedily to pray before the Lord and to seek the Lord. Zechariah 8. They would send messengers to Israel with the declaration, we will go with you, for we have heard God is with you. Zechariah 8. 23. Nation after nation would come over. Isaiah 45, 14. That is, be joined with and cleave to the house of Jacob. Isaiah 14, 1. The house of God in Jerusalem would eventually be called a house of prayer for all people long ago. And many nations and many people and strong nations would come to seek the Lord of hosts in Jerusalem and to pray before him in that day, which means in the past, and be his people. Zechariah 8. The sons of the stranger or the Gentile would join themselves to the Lord to serve him and to love the name of the Lord. Isaiah 56, 6. The gates of Jerusalem would be open continually to receive the wealth contributed to Israel for the conversion of still other nations and peoples. Isaiah 60. All of this to have been fulfilled ideally in the past, with Israel of old. Eventually, all the nations would call Jerusalem the throne of the Lord and be gathered to it, not to walk any more after the imagination of their evil heart. Jeremiah 3:17. I want you not to bother with all the quotes, because you may know of them, and they're quoting them from the Bible, not necessarily completely, but I want you to note what kind of quotes and how they apply it. All who turn from idolatry... Now, this is a quote from Ellen G. White. We won't bother with that. These promises of prosperity and successful mission were to have met fulfillment in large measure during the centuries following the return of the Israelites from the land of their captivity in the days of Zerubbabel, Ezra, and Nehemiah. In other words, it was God's design that the whole earth be prepared for the first advent of Christ. The whole world was to be prepared for the advent of Christ. The nations were to join themselves to Israel, gloriously accept the birth of the Messiah. In spite of Israel's... let me go back and finish the thought. This is still important. Even as today, the way is being prepared for a second coming. Now, all this is quoted from Ellen G. White, this thought. In spite of Israel's ultimate failure, a limited knowledge of the true God and of the messianic hope was widespread when the Savior was born. Matthew 2:1. I would agree with that. The Gentiles were aware that the time was at hand to some extent in the Aramaic and the Roman world, but not that much. If the nation had been faithful to its trust and had appreciated the high destiny reserved for it by God, the whole earth would have awaited the coming of the Messiah with eager expectancy. Now comes the contradiction. He would have come, he would have died, and would have risen again. But pray tell who was going to kill him if the whole world was eagerly expecting him. You answer that. I will not. So much for page 29. Now on page 30, this Seventh-day Adventist commentary expounding the sour grapes, because that's what this is all about. God's ideal didn't happen. I think this is very important to understand, because this is why people don't understand the Bible even when we quote in front of them. We'll move along now to page 30. Had Jerusalem known what it was her privilege to know, and heeded the light from heaven sent her, she would have stood forth in magnificent prosperity, the queen of kingdoms, the mighty metropolis of the earth, says Ellen G. White. After a great final call to the world to acknowledge the true God, those who persisted in refusing allegiance to him would unite together with the evil thought of laying siege to the city of Jerusalem and taking it by force of arms in order to appropriate to themselves the material advantages with which God had blessed his people. That is, Christ would have been accepted. Jerusalem would have been the center of the world, the queen of kingdoms, the metropolis of the earth. But there would have been some wicked somewhere, nations or people. Now, who are these? Where is this scripture? Well, answer, Ezekiel 38. So Gog and Magog would have represented the wicked at the time that probation would close. And there's Jeremiah 25:32, there's Joel 3, there's Zechariah 12, there's Zechariah 14, there's Revelation 17. During the siege, reprobate Israelites would be slain by their foes, Zechariah 13:8 and 14:2. The prophetic picture, God is represented as gathering the nations to Jerusalem. See, this is what would have happened in a future time when probation closes. He had a controversy with them because they had rebelled against his authority. Christ would have been ruling in the meantime, since his first coming, when he would have been accepted of his people, but somehow killed and resurrected. And he will judge and destroy them there, Joel 3. Now, any nation and kingdom that would not serve Israel was to perish, Isaiah 60:12. Notice the verb very carefully. Any nation that would not serve Israel was to perish in this period up to the close of probation, which means the close of that time when salvation is possible. The premise there, of course, is that salvation has been possible for everybody in some way, without arguing the question, of course, at this point, of how infants are going to know if they die before they know. The nations that rejected the worship and service of the true God were to be dispossessed, and Israel would inherit the Gentiles. The earth would thus be rid of those who oppose God, Zechariah 14. He would be king over all the earth, Zechariah 14, 3, 8, and 9, prior to and at that point when probation closes, which, of course, is about to happen, as they would conclude. And his dominion would be from sea to sea, even to the ends of the earth, Zechariah 9, 9 and 10. In that day, everyone, now listen very carefully to the quote, in that day, everyone, this is now a quote, that is left of all the nations which come against Jerusalem shall go up from year to year to worship the King, the Lord of hosts, end quote. Zechariah 14:16. If you didn't laugh, you didn't know the scripture. Now, all this was to happen at the time God finally rids the world of the reprehensible leaders of nations and any remnant people that are left just before probation closes, are to go up from year to year to worship the King, the Lord of hosts. And all of that is conceived to have been fulfilled at that point in time before the point that is now conceived by Adventists to be the return of Jesus Christ the second time. At which point, the door of salvation is shut. So, what does all this mean? This means that all these prophecies were conceived to have been, and should have been fulfilled through ancient Israel up to the time of the close of probation. Now, probation means that time of testing, you know. I don't think I have to define that to see whether or not you're going to be saved. You know, I mean, this is the definition. It is not a reference to what we would call the millennium. It is that point in time, which is now conceived to have been reached when Christ returns. And then it would be all over. Next section, same page 30. Israel's failure to carry out God's plan. I want you to note who was to carry out God's plan. Now, God carries out his plan. They conceive that Israel was left to carry it out. And if Israel succeeded, they would get the blessings. If Israel didn't and it went sour and the ideal was not fulfilled, then it would be taken from them and God would have to invent an alternative. This is very important to understand. Because if you don't understand this in explaining it to such people, you simply will never, by quoting Zechariah 14, you will simply never be able to reach them. We used to think in writing that if we quoted Zechariah 14 more often, it would become clearer to them. Especially if we quoted the whole verse. But they never conceived of it to be fulfilled in any sense of the word as we had conceived of it. This is the important thing. God provided Israel with every facility for becoming the greatest nation on the earth. When they brought forth wild grapes, I like that phrase, instead of the mature fruit of character, he inquired, "What could have been done more to my vineyard than I have done in it?" Isaiah 5, 1-7, yes indeed. There was nothing God could have done for them that he did not do, yes indeed. Yet they failed, almost certainly. It was their unwillingness to submit to the restrictions and requirements of God, says Ellen G. White. Those in Israel who put forth their best efforts to cooperate with the revealed will of God. Now you notice how salvation occurs. It is you put forth your best efforts to cooperate with the will of God. And if you do, you realized a measure of the benefits he had promised. Thus it had been with Enoch and Abraham and so forth. Now we move on to, and that is off of page 30. Then they go through others who received certain benefits, and we'll skip 31 and move to 32. Now here we have some very important statements to make. According to God's beneficent purpose, top of 32, the covenant promises were to have met fulfillment in large measure during the centuries following the return of the Israelites under Zerubbabel from the lands of their captivity. It was God's design that the whole earth be prepared for the first advent of Christ. Even as today the way is preparing for his second coming. Now, all of the covenant promises, all of the prophesied promises based on the old covenant. That is, you're my people, I'll be your God. They agreed. That's going to bring all these blessings. Now, it hadn't really been fulfilled that much. It had its ups and downs, you know, in the days of Solomon as an illustration. But God intended that they all should be fulfilled in the period of time after Israel as a nation was wiped out, but Judah returned, that he would yet fulfill it among the Jews. up to that point when the Messiah should come, and therefore the kingdom of God is likened to have been